Welcome to Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. I am Kayleen Welsh, and I'm glad you are here. You are a multifaceted being, living in complex and complicated times. This podcast offers conversation, tools, and insight to help you respond to life consciously and intentionally from the wisest part of your nature. We are living in a time of great change. We have the ability to heal our cultural and familiar wounds, rise beyond the limitations of our fear-based world, and create a life with more purpose, peace, and promise. So let's turn up the light. We can soul up and lighten up, even in heavy and complicated times. In fact, maybe these times are what we needed to rise. Life offers rhythms and patterns that can guide us through, and the lunar cycle is one of those rhythms. 2 weeks ago, the sun and moon came together in Aries. Our conscious and unconscious minds came together to spark something new. Filtering the archetypal energy of Aries, they evoke a new level of understanding in the area of identity, personal authority, motivation and drive, enthusiasm and vitality. Really, it's all about who and how are we showing up. So here we are, about 2 weeks later, and the moon has moved on in its cycle of awareness to the exact opposite place in the zodiac. This polarity, an exact opposition, creates a tension that stretches us. It's like a pulse or a breath. It's birthing pains, and every cycle, in some aspect or another, we change. We're not the same person we were yesterday, or really even 5 minutes ago. Certainly not a month ago. We are a work in process. And while polarity may be a good growth stimulant, it's also uncomfortable. On the other side is something completely opposite to our conscious sense of self. In this case, the moon has moved through the signs into the archetype of Libra, the sign of the other, opposing that Aries focus on self. It's here that the two meet in standoff, two sides of a coin, opposing forces, with the Libran other mirroring for us subconscious pieces that our Aries self doesn't want to see. A full moon brings things to light. And once we see them, we are able to learn and moderate. Here, our task is to find that middle ground so self and other can connect. Because in doing so, they become something more than they were before. We grow, we become. It is through the energy of Libra that we explore issues of fairness and cooperation. You know, it's here that we learn about niceties and courtesies. We get social information about how to best treat another. We learn to get along. Libra energy asks for balance, equality, equanimity, and justice. From those things come the virtue of harmony, and peace is the result. Venus, the planet that rules this Libra moon, is stationary for this full moon, which means that she is taking a moment to spin her wheels and dig a little deeper groove in Pisces, that rejuvenating energy of spirit and unconditional love, before ending her retrograde motion and moving forward again. She'll be making her way back to Aries to re-emerge in a new level of self-awareness. Venus had stepped briefly into Aries before beginning her retrograde motion backward into Pisces. And to stand now, I mean, this is where she's at now, standing in conjunction, a place of solidarity and combined energy with Saturn, the North Node, Mercury, and Neptune. It's like stepping out of the arena for a boost from your support group. You know, you went in and then you needed to kind of just step back out and get a little bit of a boost and a reorientation, a review, check-in. So, because it's scary. You know, it's scary to step into a new identity. And the emergence of the feminine principle, a required piece of rebalancing our world, and really, what is Venus's task? I mean, it's been a big task. She's been working on this for a while. And now as she's ready to come into a new place of emergence and has a lot of support around her, can still be tentative and scary. It is frightening to bring forward qualities that the world has discounted, dismissed, or infantilized. The feminine principle has been vilified, sexualized, and demeaned. Change has been underway for some time. You know, we've watched it through our lifetimes and seen a huge shift in recent years. Yet with this lunation, there's a galactic power group that's combining their energy for a big surge forward, opening space for a new way as Venus moves back into Aries with a new sense of identity and the expression, the coming alive that comes with it. Venus moves back into Aries, emerging from her shadow, to return to 10 degrees Aries on May 15th. And this activates the last eclipse point of that 9 degrees of Aries. I mean, it's within one degree. And we may begin to see more clearly how all of these powerful celestial streams impact the world around us, because that is where they show up. Interestingly enough, Mars, the planet that rules Aries and its expression of the masculine principle, is at 27 degrees of Cancer, a sign of compassion and empathy, the sign of the mother, the sign of the soul. Mars is conjunct the asteroid Pandora. We're seeing the messes of wounded masculine energy. Now, they're so apparent in the world around us. That's Pandora and her messes. And yet, this Mars is also in trine to Neptune and that whole big group in Pisces. So it becomes easier to see what we need to do and how to move into a place of greater harmony as the masculine principle is reworked. There's one other aspect of this lunation that I want to call to your attention. The Sun, at 23 degrees Aries, is right on top of Chiron, our wounded healer. And just 2 degrees on the other side of the Sun, at 25 degrees Aries, is Eris, Aries' sister in mythology. She is also known as feminine warrior for soul purpose. But this means that both Chiron and Eris oppose the moon and are part of the polarity stretch of this moon cycle. They are adding their energy to our consciousness, you know, our awareness. And it is this consciousness that's showing up in our outer lives. The vibration is radiated outward and creates in form the world around us. Individually, so in our personal lives, and collectively in reflection of the greater human story. Our vibration is what creates our reality. So, Chiron and Eris have been hanging out together in Aries for some time. They've been activating our wounds around belonging. Where do we feel like we belong? Around who has a voice? Around who or how do we feel marginalized? How do we feel left out? Eris brings a new level of feminine consciousness, and her core quality is feminine courage. She is the feminine side of assertiveness, anger, and of moving out into the world. She was originally discovered in 2005 during the Iraq War. And Eris lives in an unstable area of the solar system known as the scattered disk. She is the most distant and one of the most cold objects in the sky. She and her moon Dysnomia were officially named on September 13, 2006. Now, the orbit of Eris is highly eccentric, and tilts to around 44 degrees off the ecliptic. It takes her a long time to get around, 557 years to move through the complete zodiac. So fittingly to her crazy orbit, her discovery stirred things up in the astronomical world. I mean, she immediately created chaos because, if you remember, back in 2005, this is when Pluto got unseated, and there was a big question about whether he was a planet or what really Pluto was, and ended up creating a whole new class of dwarf planets. And when Eris was first discovered, she was given the nickname Xena, after the female superhero of a popular television series at the time. The show lead-in described her purpose. In a time of ancient gods, warlords, and kings, a mighty princess is forged in the heat of battle. Her name is Xena, and only her courage and passion can restore order to a world in turmoil, a world crying out for a hero. And as much as she was seen as a hero, Eris is also seen as a troublemaker, most famous for instigating the Trojan War. She wasn't invited to the party, and feeling left out, she instigated a conflict between the other goddesses, got them arguing about who was the most fair, and the whole situation escalated from there. Eris energy pushes buttons. And yet what I think is most interesting about that, or maybe the most important piece to take from that, is that the button is there. Eris really shows us what happens when our wounds get infected, when our hurts fester, when our traumas and our experiences leave buttons. And when our buttons get pushed, we react from a place of pain instead of a place of healing. On a wider level, Eris exposes polite society and shows it for what it is, with all its faults, inconsistencies, and phony faces. Eris can bring forth those nasty little pieces of ourself that we like to pretend aren't there and certainly don't want anyone else to see. She's a disruptor. She disrupts the status quo and isn't afraid to address the elephant in the room or to call out a difficult truth. With this lunation, Eris and Chiron are meeting with the sun, our conscious awareness, our sense of self. They have us looking at our wounds and not afraid to face them. Because once we see them, Eris brings us the courage to do something about them, to heal layer by layer, button by button, and then to share our experience, strength, and hope with others so they too can integrate their wounds and live from a happier, healthier place. That's the healing side of Chiron. It's been said that once we learn how to use Eris energy well, there will be no more need for war, that the feminine qualities of Eris will balance the aggression of her sibling Mars. So Chiron, the Sun, and Eris are square Mars right now in this lunation for this full moon, creating a crisis for change. Mars is trying the North Node, offering our masculine energy a smooth route into a new expression. It's time. It's a new day, a new spring, and we have the chance to create a new way forward. So with this full moon lunation, I ask you to consider, are you willing to see your wounds? Are you going to address them or pretend you don't see? Or maybe just hope they go away? How do you manage yourself in relationship? Balancing self with other. Where do you find a better and? In these places where the energies are opposite. What do you need for a greater sense of belonging? That you have a voice and a place at the table. What do you need? Harmony is the virtue that we are building with this Libra moon. And, you know, that often starts with recognizing the discord. Following the lunar cycle through your life areas can be very helpful. So it's really good if you can to keep your chart handy, pull it out, follow along, you know, be alert to the dark skies and the full moons and the beautiful crescents in between. If you need a chart, email your birth date, time, and place to connect@kayleenwelsh.com and I'll send you one digitally. And if you want to understand more about how these changing energies may impact your life, schedule a session at www.kayleenwelsh.com. Until next time, shine on.